Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, there's the voice of your general manager. We're rapping about football a little bit today. We'll get into the Tom Brady news. We'll get into the rest of the free agency. It really is silly season in the National Football League. But unfortunately, Bob Quinn is participating in it, per usual. And we're talking about it. I just said by the way. 248-539-9797. Let's get some ticket texts in the mix. Sell. Where are people at with this?
Yeah, Mike, I can't believe what the Lions are doing right now. I think Quinn, I was really optimistic at first, but now I have no hope that he can actually lead this team to anything relevant. I think
Can I ask this question, though? Hold on one second, Mike.
Yeah.
I would love to know what the optimism was based on.
Yeah. I'm trying to think early on. I think there was people kind of had a little trust, but not really anything tangible, I guess, when you really think about it. As someone's texting right now, I hate Bob Quinn, Mike. All his moves are lateral. He makes no vertical moves.
How do you really feel?
Let's see. A lot of people asking you for your take on Brady. As you said, you'll get into that a little bit later.
I will. I just want to make sure that it's kind of a separated take because I have so much to say, and I do indeed have a very strong opinion on that. I don't want to blend it with the Lions stuff. I don't think that would be the right way to do business.
Here's a text that, look, we've received a million times over the years, but I guess it's rooted in truth. The franchise needs new ownership, plain and simple, guys. We all know those in charge are not able to make any good decisions. Mike,
bringing back Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia is so on-brand old man.
Yep.
It's not even funny. And it, unfortunately, Martha and Sheila have failed their first test, in my opinion, because bringing these two jokers back, it's laughable.
Mike, I read Dave Burkett today. He wrote that he still thinks Tua is a possibility at three. I disagree, though, but he doesn't think that the Daniel move takes away that option. Do you think that the Chase Daniel signing takes away that option?
I do, because here's the thing. If you're taking Tua, I understand that he's a redshirt. I understand he's not planning on playing. I get all of that. But when you invest what you invested in the backup, and you say you're trying to win, it just, everything, none of it makes sense. It all flies in the face of sensibility. The right thing to do would be go out and spend the $4 million on a player that's going to help you win. I don't need Chase Daniel. I don't need an end-of-the-line veteran backup like that that makes that kind of money when I could go spend it on a guy who could help me win. But the Tua thing, I don't think the Tua thing was ever in play. They're not going to do it. They won't even allow rumors about their quarterback without them coming out and running to his defense. I don't believe it's real. I don't believe it ever was real.
Yep. Someone said, you know who's going hard and making moves? The Arizona Cardinals. I think they are going to definitely be better than the Lions next year and moving forward. That's from Doug.
Until or unless I see them bolster that offensive line, I'm not going to go there. I think getting a guy like DeAndre Hopkins, it's an incredible, incredible coup that they were able to pull that off. They got rid of a running back on a bad contract of 28 years old, and they bring in arguably the best receiver in football. He is not a bad guy. There's no OBJ to him. There's no Antonio Brown to him. There's no Steph Diggs to him. And now your quarterback has one of the smoothest route runners in the league to be his go-to guy, along with Cliff Kingsbury designing this whole offense around it. Yeah, you know what? They were able to go out and get Kenyon Drake. And guess what? Kenyon Drake blossomed. Now, Kenyon Drake's their guy.
Yep.
And they got Kenyon Drake for nothing. You know, look, clearly their defense needs a ton of work, but offensively they're putting it together. I mean, it's just, Mike, the whole thing. I mean, Vitae, Chase Daniel, Jamie Collins, it's abysmal.
It's also, I mean, we were talking about just now, hey, is there any really good draft picks or free agents that Quinn's actually signed? I would even ask that question on a bigger level and say, when is the last time that we actually saw a really, really good proactive move by Quinn? You know, a move where everyone looked at maybe Golden Tate. Hey, that was smart at the time, I guess. But a move where people said, hey, you know what? That's a good decision.
I could live with the Golden Tate thing. Yeah, they got really good value for him. I could live with that. Sure. But outside of that, I mean, come on. What are we doing?
And that was a while ago. These Lions moves are baffling to me, guys. Could Quinn Trisha be purposely making bad decisions so they can return to New England? I don't know if I'd go that far.
No, come on. Will you please, guys? Will you please?
The Lions are probably worse now than last year's roster, and that's crazy for me to think about. Plus, we still haven't even seen Quinn get fleeced on a Slay trade yet, which I fear will happen.
Well, there it is. Yeah, there it is, no doubt. I still need to see what they're going to do on this defensive line. I mean, you're losing a lot. I still need to see what they plan on doing up front. See, that's the other issue here. Are you better up front on either side of the ball? The answer is no. It's the same reason I get so angry with these other teams and some of the decisions, and I'm sure we'll cover it in some of the blitz, or maybe I can do a free agency segment later, but it's like, I just don't understand it. Like, I can't believe some of the people running these franchises and the decisions they make. It's insane.
Here's one more text for you. Question. Mike, is it wrong that I want a wide receiver in free agency this year? Is that really on the top of the shopping list?
Can't do it. No, I think the guy, again, if I had my druthers, if I didn't sign Amendola, if I didn't waste the $4 million on Chase Daniel, maybe you could flirt with a guy like a DeMarcus Robinson from the Chiefs, who's a deep ball, big play, hyper-athletic guy. But I really think what you need to do, it's what the good teams do. You go in the draft.
Yep.
Go find yourself.
Especially this year.
It's an incredibly deep wide receiver.
Well, and I think that with Quinn and people being fearful of the Slay situation as well, someone had texted this. After the Cards-Texans deal and that blockbuster trade, I'm afraid Bob Quinn will trade Slay for Todd Gurley in a big package deal. Do you think he would do something like that?
No, and you don't... No. No. He does that, I'll probably just take a day off.
Can you imagine?
I mean, it's ridiculous. The guy's got an arthritic knee and a terrible contract. It'd be absurd. At least Devontae Freeman will be cheap. Doesn't mean I want him.
A couple more texts for you? Yeah, do you want
Jesus.
A couple more?
Yeah. I wasn't sitting here in silence for my health.
The Lions never trade valuable assets. Slay will not be traded. I think he's a Lion again next year.
Then he'll be miserable, and it'll be noise all year long. It can't happen. You either got to pay him or trade him.
Mike, my head's spinning with these new signings. How many games this coming year before Bob and Patricia gets fired?
Let me see the schedule, I guess. That'd be the most honest answer I could give you. Let's go to Mike in Dearborn up next, 97.1. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good. What's going on?
So I got a theory. If the Lions truly value Tua the way that everyone else does, they're playing their hands right. One, they got a veteran quarterback, and they're going to actually end up taking Tua, and Stafford's going to be available for a trade. In my personal opinion, New England let Tom Brady go because they have a backup plan as well. And that Quinn Trisha relationship with the Patriots, you can probably send Stafford over there for their first rounder and then take their D-line or cornerback, whoever they value at that pick. What do you think?
The problem with any Stafford deal is they restructured his deal. The cap hit is almost $30 million. I don't know how you do it. I just don't. I mean, Mike, it'd be amazing. I don't know how they do it.
the cap's gone up, though. Doesn't that kind of help soften the blow a little bit? I mean, these quarterbacks are getting so much money now. Maybe Stafford dealing with that as bad as it was.
No, you're operating under that salary cap, and you blew all your money on guys like Vitae and Collins. You still have to pay for – Matthew Stafford goes out the door, Mike, and you're still paying for him. That's how the dead money works. That's how the cap hit works. So you can't say you're trying to win and then turn around and trade your quarterback. I mean, Mike, listen, I'd love for them to have Tua. I'd love for them to do something crazy like that because it's interesting. But I don't know how they would turn around and make that move. I don't.
Fair enough. But if they really did value him, that would be a pretty good play because no one would actually want to ahead of him to get him.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but I also don't think that's mired in reality. That's just me, though. 248-539-9797. Would you do it and take the cap hit they're taking? I mean, I don't understand. I really don't understand what we're doing here. Sully, what am I missing?
It's the thing. I was thinking earlier the same thing about Stafford is that, yeah, the only way is I'm trying to sell to myself, hey, how can they still draft Tua, take a quarterback? They would have to trade Stafford. And sure, all indications are that they will not do something like that. So that's why. Look, if Duke or whoever else wants to...
Can you imagine in the same offseason under a win-now edict, they trade Stafford and Sullivan?
No.
and let their best O-lineman walk away.
It just wouldn't make sense. And that's why I am upset, though, about the Chase Daniel signing, because it just speaks to the fact that the hope that I kind of had or the thought that I had, maybe they could trade Stafford, maybe they could draft a quarterback and actually, you know, move forward.
Right.
They're not doing that.
Mike, the whole thing could have been done differently. There's no question about it. But that's why I wanted a new regime in here, because then you could be doing all that stuff. What? I'll tell you, Mike, they're going to sign Devontae Freeman. Watch.
Yep. Well,
and the beat goes on. And then you know what happens? You don't get to take Dobbins or Taylor or one of the big time backs that's out there. And you don't have a cheap rookie. You got a broken down vet.
Yep. But you've always said, you've said the past couple months that you're operating under the assumption that the words that Bob Quinn and, well, not even Bob Quinn, the words that ownership said about this is a win now, they have to be playoff contenders, you're assuming that that's actually true. And I get that logic, of course we have to, but I really just wonder if there even is some sort of mandate to win now, because all the stuff that they're doing doesn't even make sense and line up with whether it's Slay, whether it's trading a couple team captains, whether it's the Stafford situation, the direction of this organization, nothing really lines up where you know what the hell they're doing.
No, I mean, on the other side of it, though, you're right. Like, you get rid of Wagner, who didn't have a good year last year, to go out and get a guy who's just as big of a question mark and not a good pass protector.
Yep.
You go out and you take a guy who's making $1 million with New England and you give him 10 a year. Like,
isn't that what you want, though? You want to be able to, not that the fans will ever or need to know everything, but you want to be able to think, hey, you know what? This team is going in the right direction. Or they're,
I wish
they're
I could
doing
say
this.
You don't. Let me ask you a question. You think with the current state of the world right now and the fact that I'm broadcasting from home, you don't think I'd like to take a little positive spin?
Sure.
You don't think I'd like to comment and be like, damn, our team did a really nice job today?
Yep.
You don't think I wish we made a David Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins kind of deal? Or we acquired Calais Campbell? Or we go out and make a bold move and acquired DeForest Buckner? Like, Mike, I wish, but they don't present us with that. They just don't present us with that. They never give us the opportunity. And then people who want to be positive, hope is not a strategy. Do not present hope as why you're positive about what they're doing. Look at the facts. You can't argue what I've said about Vitae, not only with me watching him, but also with if you value scouting services, if you value the way people think. That's a C-plus signing.
Well, and that's what I think, though, too, that even if we were to have some sort of, I don't know what you want to call it, some sort of exercise where you have to debate something that you don't believe in, right? If I were to say, hey, Mike, can you please, I know that you don't believe this, but can you please just debate and tell the people why they should be confident in the direction of the Lions? I don't even know how, in a serious way, you would go about debating it with some sort of, like, I know you laugh, Roberto, but some sort of debate exercise. I don't even know how you could go about selling that to people, even though you don't believe it.
Right. It'd be like if I were doing radio in Miami today. How am I going to tell you that the Dolphins paying Byron Jones as the highest paid corner in the league is a good signing? Yeah. It's not. If I were on in New York, oh, it's okay that they franchised Leonard Williams. It's okay that they overpaid Bradbury. It's okay that they overpaid Blake Martinez. Yeah, no, this is great. Gettleman's rebuilt. No, this stinks. Now, there are certain teams who did certain things that I actually didn't mind. Like, I think Las Vegas did a nice job.
Yeah.
Acquiring Kwiatkowski and Littleton. Because the Raiders are in a division with Patrick Mahomes. What are you short on? You need linebackers who can cover. You need guys who can get out in the pass game. And the Raiders had the worst linebacking core in football. I think with two moves, they went out and maybe they've got the best pass cover linebackers in the game. It's a nice move for them. But, like, when other stuff goes on and I go, wait a minute, the Bears just paid Jimmy Graham, who's been done for 3 years, and you pay Jimmy Graham at 34 years old. Guess what? You're stupid. The Colts signing Rivers, stupid. Mariota to the Raiders. What are you doing, John? You should be supporting Derek Carr. Why would you waste money on Mariota that you could put out on that field at another position? So, like, you have one great move, a pair of great moves defensively into a dumb move offensively. Yeah, how about the Texans? You get rid of DeAndre Hopkins, and then you give a guy who's been done for the last couple of years, you give Randall Cobb 3 years. How would I go on the air and lie to those fan bases? Can't do it. I can't.
No, and it's... And like you said, of course, you wish that you could, but every move the Lions make, it's... And of course, you joke about don't use social media as a barometer, which I understand, but even when you go and see how people are reacting to these, it's one big shaking my head type thing. Like, what are they doing? Every time you see a new breaking news, whether it's Chase Daniel, whether it's, you know, certainly Jamie Collins, people just wondering, like, what the heck are they actually doing and trying to, what direction are they trying to go in here? It's just, it's crazy.
248-539-9797. We'll get more to calls. Let's get an NFL blitz in the mix as well. We'll go around the league a little bit. I'll get to the Brady stuff. Sully, I got a double check, but mm-hmm. The cocked and loaded pick of the day could happen today.
With what? Horse racing?
It's possible. Well, glad
or marble
asked.
Racing.
No, I have to double check and see if the cocked and loaded pick of the day will be on the air in time for the finale at Sam Houston.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's horse racing.
Perfect. Well, you know what, Mike? It's funny you say that because I was actually on the internet earlier today. Bovada is now allowing people to bet on the weather day by day. So they're going to think you can bet on the weather instead of sports.
Probably need some help if you're betting on the weather. I'm just throwing that out there. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.